All right, so Shannon in a little financial situation with her husband, and they may have to take some measures, but there could be a red flag. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So she did ask us to keep her anonymous. We're calling her Shannon.
Yes.
She says, I'm in my late 20s, married. My husband has been out of work for a while.
Okay.
We've been doing everything we can to keep our house, but the numbers just aren't working.
Okay.
There's a pretty good chance we're going to have to sell and move in with my father-in-law, who's 52.
Uh-huh.
He's the only family we have nearby, so we don't really have a lot of options.
Gotcha.
A couple of weeks ago, my husband and I went over to his house to talk about what living together might look like.
Mm-hmm.
During the conversation, my father-in-law looked at both of us and said, if you can't take care of her and I have to support her, I should get to kiss her too.
Ooh.
Let's just say he didn't use the word kiss.
Oh. Well, that's awkward.
I'm uncomfortable.
And inappropriate.
He laughed like it was a joke, but I froze. I was completely humiliated and honestly disgusted.
Right.
My husband brushed it off immediately and keeps telling me it was just his dad trying to be funny and that I shouldn't let it bother me. The problem is I can't stop thinking about it.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the idea of possibly living under the same roof with him makes my skin kind of crawl. And every time I see him, I replay that comment in my head. And I don't know if I should confront him, insist on an apology, or just try to ignore it like my husband wants me to.
Oh, gosh.
Am I making too much of one bad joke, or is this a huge red flag? And if we really do end up moving in with him, how do I handle this without making everything even more awkward? What would you do?
Well, you didn't make anything awkward. Let's just go ahead and put that out there right now.
But I guess I would need a few follow-up answers almost. Like, has he ever made you feel uncomfortable before that? Or was it...
Yeah, how close are you to the father-in-law?
Right. Was this just a really bad
joke? Is this one of those, like... Yeah, I was going to say, is this a one-off? Is this... what's the relationship like between your husband and...
Maybe if you don't really know him that well,
right,
and then he's trying to, like, make you feel at ease in a weird way.
I don't know.
Way.
That's
like,
still a weird way to...
Yeah, we all agree it's a really bad joke.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a terrible thing to say.
But is he just a horrible judge of jokes? Or is he, like, creepy?
Well, it sounds like he's both.
Maybe.
I mean, it sounds like he's both.
Yes.
So I guess...
But it sounds like she doesn't know him that well, which is why she's coming to us asking, is this... something seriously to be concerned about. Because if she knew him well, she would know.
She'd be able to gauge.
Is this just like a one-off really, really,
still,
really
that's
bad
still
joke?
A, even if,
it's
like,
a horrible
yeah,
joke.
I was going to say, even if that is something, if he makes those weird, like, jokes, seems to be still a little bit like, no.
Yeah. Like, was that a backhanded compliment?
Are you taking it as one?
No.
Okay.
I'm just trying to help figure out a way to spin it.
I don't think you can spin it. 502-795-1997. What would you do in this situation? Have you ever been in this situation?
I completely understand her feeling now. Like, no, I don't want to leave
I don't even want to look at this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. All right, 502-795-1997. Your story's coming up. Group therapy on 99.7 DJX. So our listener Shannon and her husband in a little bit of a financial spot right now and thinking that they may have to actually like sell their home. And the option seems to be moving in with the father-in-law for a time being because he's the only family they have in town. However, father-in-law made a comment, well, if I got to support her... then I should be able to kiss her too. Except it was a little more crude than that.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
and so now she's like, I don't even want to set foot in the house again with him. And my husband's just like blowing it off as a joke.
It was
and
a joke.
Am I making too much of it?
There are a couple people who are kind of pointing out the fact, Sean and Lisa, who are like, it seems to be, while it, yes, very crude and inappropriate, a jab at the son.
Right, like, why can't you handle your business and support your wife?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, one of those. Now, not justifying the comment.
Right.
But that a few people are pointing out, that seems to be one of those, like, hey, you got to man up and support your family.
Yeah, Sean says trying to tell him if he can't get his stuff together, someone else has to support his wife, then he doesn't deserve to be with her. Still definitely creepy, terrible way to make his point, if that's what he was going for.
Yeah, but I mean, we're speculating at that, but that right. may be one of the cases.
I think that could be really spot on. Because I'm sure he's just like telling his son, get it together.
Yeah, I mean, a lot, like most everybody who is chiming in is like, you can't live with him.
Right.
Yeah, like, you got to figure out a way not to live with him.
Right.
And whether that be extra part-time jobs or whatever, you got to figure out a way not to live with father-in-law.
If you sell your house, you should be able to have some money to help you tide
depending,
over and maybe
hopefully
get
you're not
space.
Underwater
right.
on the house.
Yeah.
You know, but yes, to your point, yes, you should. There should be a little extra money on the sale of your house that you should be able to maybe move into subsidized housing or something like that, where you can, at least make ends meet for a little bit until your husband finds work.
I don't think Shannon has mentioned if she's working or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's got to get a job too. If she's not,
there are some unknowns.
Yeah.
That she sent, and we're just seeing one side of this whole issue.
Right.
But I think the clear thing is, let's not try to live
with father-in-law.
Let's not move in with father-in-law. Definitely, address it. Hey, I don't know what the point you were trying to make there, but inappropriate.
Yes, but that made her feel super uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we need to either clear the air and make sure you don't say anything like that ever again, or we're not coming over again.
Yeah. And those are hard conversations to have, too. So,
because like she said, I wouldn't even want to like visit.
Yeah.
After something like that,
Let
alone
like
go share a space there. Like, what happens if she is coming out of the shower accidentally and runs
disgusting.
Into him in the hallway or something?
Yeah.
It's like there's lots of scenarios that can come along with that.
All right. If you want to jump in on the conversation at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, we have it up there. You can see several people and what their experience and conversation is. But I think everybody's saying don't live there. All right.
Right? Yep.
Okay.
And then again, we don't. Good luck finding a plan B.
I mean,
we know that's hard too.
I know it's not a good situation right now for anyone. Well, good luck. Keep us posted, please. That's group therapy.